North Carolina is now 0-3 before the U.S. Supreme Court this year. Monday, the High Court upheld a ruling which found that 28 state legislative districts are illegal racial gerrymanders. The Supreme Court had already struck down North Carolina's voter ID law and found two congressional districts were also racial gerrymanders. After those earlier rulings, the Republican leaders of the General Assembly criticized the court. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on what this new decision means and a surprising claim of victory by those who helped draw the illegal districts.
There's an acronym political mapmakers know well, BVAP, the Black voting age population measured as a percentage in any political district. That number is contentious and key to this case. Contentious because BVAP is sometimes a consideration mandated by the Voting Rights Act. It seeks to ensure African Americans are represented in legislative bodies. When the Republican leaders of the General Assembly redrew all 120 state House and 50 state Senate districts back in 2011, Anita Earls and others noticed a problem. In 19 state House districts and 9 Senate districts, the BVAP jumped from somewhere in the 40% range to over 50%. Earls is the executive director of the Southern Coalition for Social Justice.
We went to the General Assembly and objected to the districts, said that they went beyond what the Voting Rights Act requires.
Those calls were ignored. So Earls and her group found plaintiffs in all 28 districts and represented them in court.
It's taken us really 6 years, but finally the Supreme Court has said that our view of the law is correct.
The decision was a short one. There were no oral arguments before the High Court. The justices simply agreed with part of an August 2016 decision by a panel of federal judges in the Middle District of North Carolina. There, lawyers representing the state argued that race was still a polarizing factor in voting. The only way to ensure Black voters are represented, they argued, is to concentrate them into majority-minority state house districts. This was true in the Old South. But the plaintiffs countered, not as much so now, and they called on Harold Cogdell to help prove their point.
My testimony was rather brief. I doubt I was on the witness stand more than 20 to 30 minutes.
Cogdell is a lawyer. He also served on the Charlotte City Council from 2001 to 2003 and the Mecklenburg County Commission from 2008 to 2012. 5 of the 28 racially gerrymandered districts are here in Mecklenburg County. Cogdell told the court race-based districts are simply no longer needed.
We have seen African-American candidates in Mecklenburg County in recent years realize more success than traditionally had been occurring in Mecklenburg County, in particular in at-large races where there were no districts that were carved out that were a majority-minority.
Both the lower federal court and now the U.S. Supreme Court agree on this point, but they disagree on another. In their 2016 decision, the lower court ordered new state legislative maps be drawn by March of this year, with special elections to follow. The Supreme Court said, not so fast. Their opinion kicked any consideration of a special election back to the lower court. Quote, that minimal reasoning would appear to justify a special election in every racial gerrymandering case, the opinion reads, a result clearly at odds with our demand for careful case-specific analysis. That was enough for two key Republican lawmakers to claim victory. Senator Ralph Hise and Representative David Lewis issued a joint statement reading in part, quote, we are encouraged the Supreme Court unanimously rejected the lower court's politically motivated attempt to force a special legislative election in 2017, effectively nullifying the votes from 2016. But it's important to note they never mentioned the fact these 28 districts were found to be illegal. As to the unanimous rejection of any chance of a special election, that is a bit of a stretch, says the group representing the plaintiffs. Again, Anita Earls.
It's pretty stunning that you could read this decision that says lower court go back and reexamine as an absolute statement that there will be no special elections.
They plan to ask the court to hold a special election as soon as possible. If we step back from the idea of when an election will be held, this year or next year as planned, one thing is clear. This ruling means state lawmakers will have to redraw these districts. Democrat Joel Ford hopes the process is not rushed.
I think it's important for us to take the time to get the districts to be drawn in the best and most diverse manner in which we can get those done.
Ford is currently running to be Charlotte's mayor, but he is also a state senator representing a district that is an illegal racial gerrymander. Ford notes an interesting footnote to this case. There are currently more African Americans serving in the General Assembly than ever before. This decision, he says, could decrease that number.
Unless we have African American candidates who can appeal to broader groups of citizens.
And as an African American yourself, sir, are you okay with that?
I am more than okay with that. And I think that it is healthy that we have a balanced, diverse constituency group that we have to appeal to.
It's a view echoed by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, who released a statement reading in part, quote, "The people should be able to choose their representatives instead of the representatives being able to choose the people in lopsided partisan districts." For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.